From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Poor President Bush. It's hard being a lame duck. I can empathize. I've been slowly moving out of the Bay Area for the past year. In essence, I'm a lame duck resident, and from one duck to another, it can be tough to keep a stiff upper beak. In my experience, the inevitable ending hovers like a vice president with a loaded gun. I never know when its full impact will hit. Like when my birthday celebration turned bittersweet as the reality of my leaving blanketed the room. Or, more subtly, the pang I felt when I noticed some friendships were fading. In so many ways, the impending change has become omnipresent. I'm sure Bush knows the experience. Though he claims to have a thick skin, he must have winced when Republicans avoided him on the campaign trail and when voters handed congressional power to the Democrats. In his following State of the Union address, President Bush tried to appear relevant, but it was clear. This president is headed for the ranch. In a recent poll, 58% of Americans personally wish his presidency were already over. As a lame duck, one of the hardest things to accept is that you're inching towards obsolescence. Though it's a predictable part of the ending process, it bruises the ego at a time of heightened vulnerability. You're no longer quite so crucial because you're leaving, but yet you're still present. It's the in-betweenness that's hobbling. That's got to be rough on Bush. Lately, to compensate, he's begun to issue executive orders as a way to jumpstart his final 2 years, but those flailing actions are energizing few people. Without a clear successor, he's truly the lamest of ducks. The challenge in being a lame duck is to stay engaged and responsible without trying to be significant in a self-serving manner. To manufacture significance is disingenuous, and when done by this president, potentially dangerous. Though the line between engagement and humility is not easy to walk, I found it's really the only way for a limping fowl to remain effective and exit gracefully. With a perspective, I'm Wilma Friesema.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.